Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for joining me for weekday podcast number 1326. Today, I want us to tackle a subject that is really interesting for all of us. Things that Christians tend to talk about or offer that really aren't biblical. We've all heard them. I've even shared them at times before I understood. Let's take a look at one. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, there is this text beginning of verse 13 that is one of the things that we learn really as a kid if you're a believer. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Well, you know, it's interesting. There's two parts of this verse. First, God will never allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear. So that tells us that we can have victory over temptation when we encounter. Nothing's too hard to resist. And secondly, that God always provides a way to escape temptation. Now, Joseph is a pretty cool example in this. If you remember the story, Potiphar, his boss, his wife, tries to entice Joseph into her bed. She says in Genesis 39, "My husband is away and I've ordered all the servants out of the house." I mean, you can almost hear the lilt in her voice. She says, "Come to bed with me. Nobody will ever know." Well, now, you know, I imagine that that was pretty tempting for Joseph. She was young and beautiful. She was wealthy. But he knew better than to give in. He knew to do so would have been sinful. Instead of giving in, he took the right way out that God provided. So when Potiphar's wife catches him by his cloak, he leaves his cloak in order and runs out of the house. Not dignified necessarily, but it was super highly effective. When you are tempted, knowing that God provides a way out gives us an opportunity to know that God's going to always allow you a pass when we seek Him and His wisdom. But remember, what is false and what many Christians believe is this: well, the devil made me do it and I had to give in. And the answer is, that's just not true. According to God, He gives us a way in which we can escape. We can leave behind all of that. Friend, listen, we like to make Satan a scapegoat when we make bad choices, but the concept really isn't biblical. Satan might be the driving force behind a whole lot of the evil in our world today, but we have our own sinful nature to blame for most of our sins. As a matter of fact, James chapter 1, verse 14 says, "Each one of us is tempted when, by our own evil desire, we're dragged away and enticed." Here's my encouragement for you today, that God will always provide a way out when we choose His way. But He's never going to allow a temptation to happen in our life that He doesn't provide an escape away from. And that escape is always His way. How do you discover it? You listen to the voice of God's Spirit as He lives and breathes and as He works within us day by day by day. So my friend, the devil probably didn't make you do it, but if you said it before, now you know, that's probably not the right statement. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast, and I hope that you'll join us for so many other things going on at Sugar Hill Church, and you can find out all about those at sugarhillchurch.com. By the way, coming up next month, there'll be a new podcast entitled The Totally Positive Podcast, and it's just good news that's happening in the world. Be aware of when that's coming, and we'll tell you all about it in the coming days. God bless you. Go in peace.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!